Marcel Mfochi.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, the 2024 Olympic Games have wrapped up in Paris, France, with Team USA finishing first on the medal table with a total of 126 medals, including 40 gold. Mintak FC of the Upper Senegal secured the first semi-final ticket of the ongoing National Interpols following their 3-1 win over Union Sportive of Abombang in their day 4 outing this Saturday. And out of the country, Manchester City has won the 2024-25 FA Community Shield after beating Andre Onana's Manchester United 7-6 on penalties. After 16 action-packed days, the Paris Olympic Games have ended in France, with the United States topping the medal table for the seventh time in 8 Olympic events. The U.S. came out on top in the Olympic medal count in Paris, with a stunning total of 126 medals, including 40 gold, 44 silver and 42 bronze. They were followed by China, which also won 40 gold medals, along with 27 silver and 24 bronze, making a total of 91 medals. Japan followed up on their record-breaking success at their home Tokyo Games, where they won 27 golds by securing 20 golds in Paris, which is their second highest tally of all time, to complete the podium with a total of 45 medals. Meanwhile, host France clinched a total of 64 medals, including 16 gold, and finished fifth on the medal chart. Kenya emerged as the best African team, finishing 17th on the medal table with a total of 11 medals, while Algeria came closest at the 39th spot with 3 medals collected. In the following report, Ben Leachunda highlights the performance of African countries at the recently concluded games.
Kenya is the first African country with the most medals at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. The East African state is the 17th best on the medal chart, with 4 medals in gold, 2 silver and 5 bronze medals, making a total of 11 precious medals. Beatrice Chebet counts 2 gold medals to her name in the 10,000 meters women and 5,000 meters event. Another Kenyan, Faith Kipyegon, grabbed gold in 1,500 event, and Emmanuel Wanyonyi in 800 meters. Algeria follows closely with 2 gold medals in artistic gymnastics and boxing, plus silver in athletics. South Africa counts 6 medals with 1 gold in women's breaststroke swimming, won by Tajana Smith. Tamirat Tola won gold in marathon to take the Ethiopian medal count to 4. Egypt, like Tunisia, has 3 medals with a gold each in modern pentathlon and taekwondo, respectively. Botswana won her first Olympic gold through agile Litsele Tobogo in 200 meters men and silver in 400 men's relay to make a total of 2. Uganda counts 2 medals to her name with 1 gold won by Joshua Cheptegei in 10,000 meters event, 1 gold for Morocco in athletics, and in bronze in men's football tournament. Meanwhile, Cote d'Ivoire, Cabo Verde and Zambia have a medal each.
Thank you, Ben Leachunda. The Paralympic team of Cameroon is in France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The 5 athletes, who will be competing in 3 disciplines, will train in France for the next 2 weeks leading up to the Games. In the following report, Harrison Ashutiku sums up the athletes' appreciation of the first phase of that training that took place in Yaoundé before their departure to France.
The 2 taekwondo athletes, Dazi Marie Antoinette and Chemoni Tekam Gilan, that make up the Paralympic team of Cameroon, are high-spirited after the first phase of their training in Yaoundé. Two-time African champion in the K44 to 67 kilogram category in taekwondo, Dazi Marie Antoinette is the flag bearer of the team.
I'm not alone in that challenge. I can give all the best, what I can do better, and enjoy it. I'm not stressed about that. I just have to enjoy and leave God do the job.
Mingle Tama Giselle, Alette Mawe Fokao, and Yves Noir Batifi, who will be competing in para powerlifting, short puts, and high jump, train 2 times daily in the last 2 weeks prior to this Sunday's trip to Paris, as outlined by the coach of the powerlifter, Chiefen Constance.
In the hotel, we do leave. For reinforcement, we were going to JP Melin and ENGS. Manga Tama Giselle, she has been competing in parapowerlifting at the level of Fenasud, where she has always been the champion. And we have been going for world championship. And the last competition we went was in Mexico, where she got gold medal for less than 73 kilograms. And in Commonwealth Games 2022, she came out fourth.
While handing Cameroon's flag to the Paralympic team this Friday, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, stressed on the need for the elite to put up a good performance in the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
Many sport actors, administrators and writers worldwide have paid their respects to the one-time CAF president, Issa Hayatou, with tribute following his death on Thursday in Paris. The departed Hayatou is one of those rare sports figures who carried the spirit of athletic excellence on his way to the pinnacle of global football management. Here is the report on the man and his works with Winston Lebga.
It is said that some people are born great, while others become so. And Issa Hayatou is in a league of his own. As a son of a Lamido, he was born into royalty on Friday the 9th of August, 1946, in Garoua. The prince had a great career in athletics, setting national records in the 400 meters and 800 meters events. He was the Cameroonian champion from 1964 to 1971. Issa Hayatou also played basketball and was a member of the Cameroonian team in the 1965 All-Africa Games in Brazzaville, Congo. He played football while in the university. He held many top positions in national sports before sitting on the most powerful office in continental football, CAF, where he was president from 1988 to 2017, a period during which Cameroon won four AFCON titles, an Olympic gold medal. Were vice champions of the Confederations Cup, played in six World Cups, reaching the quarterfinals in one of them. Previously, Hayatou was director of sports in the Youth and Sports Ministry and then president of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT. He was also member of the executive committee of FIFA, where he was interim president from 2015 to 2016 when Sepp Blatter was banned as part of a corruption investigation. He had run for the office of FIFA president in 2002, losing to Mr. Blatter. Issa Hayatou had relatives who had also been in powerful positions in Cameroon, like Sadu Hayatou, one-time prime minister, and Alim Hayatou, secretary of state in the Ministry of Public Health in charge of epidemics and pandemics, all of whom have passed on.
In football, Mintag FC of the Upper Sanaga has secured the first semi-final ticket of the National Interpols underway in Yaoundé. The Central Region flag bearers defeated Union Sportive of Abombang over the weekend by 3-1 in the second day four match played at the FECAFOOT Technical Center in Oja. In the first Pool A encounter, Option Sports Academy of Bamenda picked up their first win of the campaign by thrashing Sporting FC of Marwa 3-1. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Krimi FC of Garoua and Girondin Athletic FC of Ngaoundéré separated on a 1-1 draw, while Volcan of Noon knocked out Boya United from the tournament with a 3-0 win. Out of the country, Manchester City has won the 2024-25 FA Community Shield, beating rivals San Andre Onanas Manchester United 7-6 on penalties after a 1-1 draw at Wembley Stadium in London, England last Saturday. Bernardo Silva equalized for City in the 89th minute, cancelling out Alessandro Garnacho's 82nd minute opener to send the contest to penalties. In the shootout, Silva missed for City while Edison produced a superb stop to deny Jadon Sancho. After Evans's miss, Manuel Akanji converted the final spot kick to end City's losing run in the competition, having tested defeat in the past three seasons to Arsenal, Liverpool and Leicester City. And it is on that note that we end this edition of the 7:30 AM Sports News presented by Marcel Mfuchie. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci.